It's such an amazing ambition and dream to actually get through the gates of Burley, through, into the stables, through Trot Up, and then to dressage. And the amount of people that come and watch you is unbelievable. I'm thinking that when you trot down the centre line, those people are watching you and only you.
Yeah, this is one of three big events in the horse world, isn't it?
I think there may be four or five, but it's one of the most famous, especially in Britain. So I think about 160,000 people come to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials to watch us riders.
How many times have you before competed at Burley?
This will be my fourth visit to Burley. I've only actually completed once, and that was last year. The two previous occasions, he jumped clear cross country but sustained an injury, so we were unable to show jump on the Sunday. So fingers crossed, fourth time lucky.
What's your horse called?
He's called Bluestone Luke. He's the smallest horse in the field, standing at only 15'2" when on tiptoes. and he'll be 14 this year, but he made his first visit to Land Rover Burley Horse Trials as a 9-year-old, being the youngest there. So hopefully long may it continue.
And you're now based in Stamford. You're originally from Hertfordshire, but now in Stamford. So it's kind of become your local event inadvertently.
Yes, it would be the closest international or national horse trials that there is in the calendar. So it's quite exciting. And I drive past Burley House signs nearly every day. So it brings it home that it is the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials just around the corner. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
Tell us a bit about how you got into the sport when you were younger. What happened? How did you get involved?
Well, my grandma used to drive horses and my mum used to ride, and it just went from there, really. And we could never really, to start with, we couldn't afford our own pony, so we used to go to riding schools and ride the naughty ones that they can put clients on, and then had a pony on loan, and it just went from one thing to another. But I didn't start, I did pony club, but I didn't start eventing until I was 17/18, which was the last year of juniors. So I didn't do really the ponies, the juniors, and come up through the rankings, and I'm self-taught. Wow. So we just take every day as it comes, really.
What are you realistically hoping for? What do you want from Burley? What's your aim?
My main aim is for my horse to finish in one piece. He's a pet more than anything. He owes me nothing, and he's never, touch wood, he's never refused or stopped in his life, either at home or at an event. So the day he does that is the day that he'll get retired. So we do it for fun, we ride for ourselves, and if at the end of the day I get to fence three and I'm not happy, we walk back to the stables and save him for another day, which is lucky in a way, riding for myself, but also means I have to fund everything myself. But I have a great team around me, from farriers to physios to owners of other horses, family, trainers, and it's just a great week, really.